That's right, y'all. Nothing but a Zydeco party with Andre Theory, Zydeco Magic. Is anybody having fun yet? Oh, yeah, it sure does look like it. I don't know if y'all enjoying the food and the music better. Maybe just everything at once. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Cause I don't care about my morning, about my process. We'll be right back.
What's up, Patrick? You almost through? Hopefully you're having some fun out there. Susie, good morning to you. Hopefully everything went well. See you in a little bit. Enjoying your First Communion Day. And one thing we want to talk a little bit about, First Communion also for Simone Elise Gordon. And that is Mike and Melanie's daughter, who will be making her First Communion on Sunday. We want to congratulate her on her First Communion. That is a great accomplishment in your religious life. Just continue doing what you're doing.
Oh yeah, that better start a cold party.
Gaze and I say, I, whatever shall be, gaze and I look to for you. Oh yeah, gaze and I say, I, whatever shall be, gaze and I look to for you. Look at here. Remember the times we used to play. You remember the times way back then. Remember the time it was puppy love. Do you remember the song we used to sing? Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I, the future for you and me. Gay said I, whatever shall be, gaze and I look into that sea. Remember the times we walked to school. Do you remember the times I held your hands? Remember the times I kissed your lips. Do you remember the song that we sang? Gaze and I said I, whatever shall be, gaze and I, the future for you and me. Oh yeah, gaze and I said I, whatever shall be, gaze and I, the future that I see. Hey! Whatever shall be, gaze and I, the future for you and me. Gaze and I said I, whatever shall be, gaze and I, the future that I see. Look at here.
Can you remember? Do you remember that song? Way back then?
Say
it, say it. Oh yeah. You and I used to sing this song. Can you remember that?
Gaze and I say it out. Whatever shall be, gaze and I look to for you and me. Oh yeah. Gaze and I say it out. Whatever shall be, gaze and I look to your daddy's. Look at him. Remember the times we used to laugh. Do you remember the time we used to dance? Remember the time of having fun. Do you remember the song we used to sing? Hey, said I, whatever shall be, hey, said I, the future for you and me. Gaze and I say it out. Whatever shall be, gaze and I, the future that I see.
Come on, sing with me.
Gaze and I say it out. Whatever shall be, gaze and I, the future for you and me. Gaze and I say it out. Whatever shall be, gaze and I, the future that I see.
Everybody sing.
Gaze and I say it out. Whatever shall be, gaze and I, the future for you and me. Oh yeah, gaze and I say that. Whatever shall be, gaze and I, the future that I see.
Let's go sing.
sing that song.
Hey, será, será. Whatever shall be, shall be.
All right, let's see. John, we're just going to talk a little bit before we go to break here. On Saturday, May the 12th, the weekly Rendezvous des Cajuns Jam music show will have Corey Ledet and his Zydeco band, followed by Paul Daigle and the Cajun Gold. The show, the Rendezvous des Cajuns Jam show, is performed live every Saturday night at the... And the tickets... go on sale every Saturday at 4 p.m. at the ticket window of the Liberty Theater. Oh, some of the stuff is cut off. Liberty tickets are $5 and general admission.
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Hello, I'm Josh Collinet. You know, music is a powerful lens to see the world. And our Hip Deep series does just that. Coming up is our history of samba in Rio, Nollywood in Nigeria, and the little-known story of Angola. That's Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
All right, we'll try to finish this. And Rendezvous des Cajuns Jam, Corey Ledet, and the Zydeco Band, that will be on May the 12th. St. Anne Annual Boucherie will be next Saturday in Mallet, Louisiana. Gates open at 11 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Zydeco music all day. DJ is Cisco Kid. And in the afternoon, starting at 1:30 p.m., will be Maurice Ledet from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. and Gino Delafosse from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. They will also have a one-day boucherie festival, de Creole de Mallette, and that will be a bike ride, and the bike ride leaves at 1 p.m. The run covers 30 miles of fresh country air with St. Anne's Angels on Highway 90 West in Opelousas. Contact David or Helena Ledet at 337-543-7671 or 337-543-2392. The American Legion Post 504-603 Clifford Road, Sunday, May the 6th. Big Crawfish Festival weekend fundraiser. And I guess that's done, huh, John?
I guess so.
I don't need to read that one.
Yeah. Okay. Let me before we go to our guests.
Okay.
Let me tell the folks about this. Acadiana, third annual Acadiana High School Band presents a fundraiser, mattress fundraiser sale. It's going on today. And it started off at 10 a.m. this morning. It'll go on until 5 p.m. And that's all going to take place at the Acadiana High Cafeteria. So today, you have an opportunity to go on and get you a brand new mattress and save 30 to 60% off of retail price. So that's a good price that you can get out of there. So all the funds goes to help the Acadiana band and help the kids. This is an opportunity for you to be able to do just that. Today, again, mattress sale, fundraiser, Acadiana High School at the cafeteria. Do that. Also, this coming Saturday, there is a student art expo that's going to take place, and this is to display and present to you the talent of art that we have throughout our school, public school system. And it will be located at various locations, businesses along Jefferson Street and around the downtown area. So going out there, ladies and gentlemen, folks of you who are in school and people who are interested in supporting the public school system, and see what we do, see what those students do actually. And Lafayette Parish System invite all of you to go out and do that. Come on out this coming, make it successful and see what the kids do while they are in art classes and the talent in which they have and what they can do with their hands and their mind together. When they put those two things together, put your hands and your mind together and you can do anything you want. I tell that to my students over in class every day, and I try to instill in their brains, if they can use their hands and put the hands and brains together, you can do anything you want. Keith Frank is going to be over at Slim's Waikiki tonight, starting off around 9:30. Also, The weekend after Labor Day, I mean Mother's Day, the Big 8 Trail Ride is going to take place over in Branch. And that's going to be, we're talking about Friday night, which is the 18th through the 20th. And you're talking about Friday night, it's going to be free red beans and rice. DJ Big Bubba and Mac and Lil Mac is going to be there. And Keith Frank is going to be on stage at 9:30. Saturday, Trail Ride, 4:30 at 3 o'clock p.m. 4:30, Lil Nate is going to be on stage along with Brian Jack. Sunday, the Big Ride leaves at 11 a.m. And Leon Chavis will be there on stage while people are riding around. And then 3 o'clock p.m., Chris Arduin is going to be there. Four-wheelers or motorcycles, not allowed. Four-wheelers and motorcycles, not allowed. And I say it, too, with a lot of force. So don't go out there with your four-wheelers or motorcycle. Just make it a good, safe, and sound. Everybody should have fun. No fights. You fight, you go to jail. And if you don't want nobody to step on your tennis shoes, go around barefooted. Because somebody's going to step on your shoes if it's crowded. And that's what Pearl says. If you come there with the intentions of fighting,
go to jail.
You're going to go to jail.
And which means you don't make it to work the next day. Which means you lose your job.
And next year, your face will not be accepted in the place next year at her trail ride. And what happens to is that the news pass around. And that every trail ride, next trail ride, it says, this person right here want to fight, don't let him in. So that's what's going to happen to you. So
good.
Go out and enjoy your trail ride. But anyway, Melvin, we have a guest in the studio.
Okay, let me do these two.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, these are Maurice Fire, Volunteer Fire Department.
Ah, yes.
Barbecue, chicken, rice dressing, pork and beans. This will be Sunday, May the 20th. The serving starts at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you pick up at Maurice Volunteer Fire Department, $7 per plate. And if you need more information, call 337-893-7315 or 337-322-6677. Any fire personnel for tickets will help you. Warren Prejean, Zydeco Rhythm and Blues Band, every Friday at Bo's Garage. And that is at 125 North Court Street in Opelousas, Louisiana. Mm. And that is at Bo's Garage. All right, let's see. Also, Big Nate will be at El Cito's tonight playing the old-fashioned Zydeco. So that should be rather interesting.
Vermilionville tomorrow, talking about old Zydeco, tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock. Goldman Thibodeau is going to be there.
Good.
Yeah, so I'm going to be there. I'm going to go out there and dance a little bit with him.
And Susie, want to wish you, and just say congratulate, not wish you, but congratulate you on your first communion today. Mm-hmm. And hopefully everything went well for you today.
First communion.
And Simone Elise Garden will have her first communion next Sunday. Want to congratulate you on achieving that in your life. And that is Mike and Melanie's daughter. It's granddaughter, so you know how they go.
We're going to go to music, and then we're going to come back and talk.
No, we're going to do the trailer.
Do it right now?
We do the trailer, and let's see about Louisiana horse.
Yes.
I'm waiting.
You got it.
I believe.
You got it?
I got some.
Well.
I'll push every number, then I'll know.
Oh, not you. Hit the button.
There we go.
When I first started, I was about 7, 8 years old in the bush track.
There's so many things that we do even today that we've just been doing because the people before us did it.
So my little boys, they're 7 and 6 right now. They each have their own little horse that they ride, and trying to teach them how to respect animals, and it helps you to become a better person in life.
The best thing for the inside of a man is the outside of a horse. When you turn him out and let him run loose and run free, it's just a beautiful thing.
It was crazy. It was fun crazy. Never a moment without a whole bunch of crazy excitement.
It's a shame that the bush tracks are no more. didn't just bring jockeys. It brought a mentality.
But them days are gone. We'll never see that again. I guess it's time for the old people to move on.
Pretty good.
Yeah, isn't that... did you ever have a... What do they call it? Bush track?
Bush track. I remember Bush track. They had them in Oberlin. And they used to have the bush track where you bring your horse and you race them. And,
yeah, straight away.
Straight. Yeah, just straight shot.
Straight away. They had one right there off of Johnston Street. And it was the Broussard track. And I think that Connie may have had...
Yeah, let's let Connie talk.
Yeah,
talk
Connie,
about
good morning
Connie,
to you. Connie. Good morning, Connie. Oh, look, we're just about to ignore her, and we don't want to do that.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying listening to y'all.
Right.
That was the trailer that we just listened to of the new film, Tigalo, A Louisiana Horse Story. That's a documentary about Louisiana cowboys, black, Creole, Cajun. And we missed the beginning of it. I don't know, but... What we missed was Andrew Césaire talking.
Oh. Now you know that.
Good cowboys. They grew up riding horseback and helping their daddies.
We were the cowboys. My parents and the grandfather, they were the original cowboys.
When I first started, I was about 7 or 8 years old in the bush track.
There's so many things that we do even today that we've just been doing because the people before us did it.
So my little boys, they're 7 and 6 right now. They each have their own little horse that they ride.
Yeah, there you go. You heard Andrew, huh?
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, as you guys all know, in Metro Swallow, he has his wonderful sulky races every other Saturday.
Right.
And so he's in the film, as well as the Big 8 Trail Ride. We filmed there last year.
Right.
And Miss Pearl gave us access to it. She didn't want to speak on camera, though, but Randolph Joseph did, and he talks about the meaning of black trail rides in South Louisiana. So we are having a screening of the film, first time it's being seen in Lafayette area, on Mother's Day at 6 o'clock, so May 13th at 6 o'clock at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, downtown Lafayette. Mm-hmm. And I just want everybody to come. I'd like to look out in the audience and just see cowboy hats. So I'm hoping that riding clubs will come out. You'll recognize yourself in it. We filmed at the Big 8 and at the New Step Trail Ride in Leonville, Prairie Laurent. And we tried to make it out to Joe Fontenot's place, but a tropical storm came through. So
sure did.
Yes,
sure did.
You remember that?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we do give a big nod to Joe Fontenot's trail ride through pictures, through photographs that we had.
Right, I did see that in
the
film. It was very nice.
Because I think that's a nice one. I'm hoping to make it out there just for fun this year. But, yeah, so you guys saw the film. Do you have anything to say?
I have to look at. I have to watch it again because when I watch it, you know, you always miss a little something here and there. But I have to say is that I enjoyed every moment of the film because it brought back a lot of memories and how fun time that we had in this area, and people just enjoyed themselves about the culture that we had and the intermingling and the commonality that you have in the cultures. Well, for an example, the bush ride or the bush run, that was something that we would see quite often. People took pride in their horses and how they would take care of them horses. They knew how to care for horses.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you showed all of that from the very beginning. And also at the very beginning when you're talking about the cattle, the cattle contract and how important it was for this part of this community.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we don't have it in the Lafayette area as prominent as we may have in Vermillion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I know in Allen Parish, in Metro Swallow, in that area, and other parts of the state that was important. But I enjoyed every film. So it's at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. May 13th.
May 13th.
At the Acadiana Center for the Arts.
And that's on Vermillion Jefferson Street.
It's 101 Vermillion Street. And we do have a Facebook page, Tigalo, which is kind of a nod to Dewey Balfa's recording of Tigalo Pour Mamu. And then, so you can find us there, and I can give people my phone number, too, if they want more information. But, yeah, it's the Acadiana Center for the Arts on West Vermillion Street, downtown Lafayette. So,
and it's a nice film because it lasts a while.
Yes.
You
know, it's not 5 minutes, 10-15 minutes, and it's gone.
It covered a lot.
And, you know, for me, growing up in Breaux Bridge, I don't know if y'all remember, a couple of years ago, they were the city council wanted to ban horses from downtown.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Right.
And it got me wondering, like, why? Okay, first of all, I didn't support that decision. But it just made me wonder, why do we have all these horseback traditions today that you see?
Right.
From trail rides to sulky races to the tournoi to the Cajun jockeys. In fact, today is Kentucky Derby Day.
Right.
We have two Cajun jockeys running. Calvin Burrell and Kent DeSarmo. So
from the area.
Yeah, from Catahoula. Kent's from Maurice, I believe.
He is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's from Maurice area.
Yeah. And Calvin's from Catahoula. But anyway, so it just made me start wondering, researching with the help of like Ray Brassa giving me a lot of information. But it all began with cattle, and if you had cattle, you had to have a horse, right? There were no four-wheelers back then.
Right, yeah, four-wheelers. Yeah. And the horse was a means of transportation also.
Absolutely.
You know, so the horse was part of the family.
Exactly.
You know, and you always took care of the family, you know, and even with the cattle, that was your food.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I remember that the guys would get on horses, and it could be any day of the week. They go, where y'all going? Going to the woods. Couple of men going to the woods, try to find some cattle or check on the cattle and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was always something. Or it could be just one guy. I remember Mr. Adam Guillory would get on his horse, pass by the house. Where is he headed? Up. Gone to the woods.
Hello.
Gone to the woods.
About
5-6 hours later, he was coming back.
Yeah.
You know, and not at no fast pace either. Just
Antigallo.
Antigallo.
It was just amazing, but that was their life, you know, and everybody lived the same way.
One of the other things, too, that I think that people missed in the tradition of moving cattle in the Vermilion Parish area, Cameron area, actually. Mm-hmm. The Cameron Parish area, when you're moving the cattle to winter grazing and summer grazing, and how you cross the intercoastal canal.
Yeah.
It is, I saw that. I saw
in the film, you saw that footage?
Right, it was in
but
the
I
film.
Did actually see it physically.
Yeah.
I did see it once, and I experienced that. And how these cattle crossed this, and how cattle just followed one lead thing, and a horse actually led the thing, and the cattle just followed. They jump in there and then just move on in there, and they crossed the intercoastal, just to go across and grazing.
And you'd see in the film, we've got this 1945, I believe, 8 mm, 16 mm footage, and they're swimming the cattle across the coastal.
Right.
And
right.
in the background, there's barges coming. I mean, it's just amazing.
Right. It is something that people need to experience and realize. And if you ever get an opportunity to go to Cameron Parish, just go ahead and visit Cameron Parish and up around the Vermilion Parish, up Pecan Island and all that, Fawkett Island and Cow Island. Just go out there and see what it's like, and it hasn't changed very much at all.
So what is the date of the filming?
It's May 13th, which is Mother's Day, I realize, but 6 o'clock. So bring Mom and come and watch the film.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Free, free, free.
And it celebrates, again, the Black Creole Cajun cowboy and a little history of horses in Louisiana. So,
Well, I like the idea of what you say when you come to the film. If you have a cowboy hat, wear your cowboy hat.
Absolutely.
Cowboy hat.
I will wear mine.
Wear your boots and
I'll wear your big belt buckle. I don't have the big belt buckle, but I'm going to have to go get me one.
All right. Good deal.
Thank you all so much.
All right, Connie. Anytime, babe. Thank you.
And we'll tell the folks next Saturday about it anyway.
Thanks.
Thank you again.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all.
Good morning, Curly Taylor. We'll be right back.
still gets me more than eyes can see. You're more than special to me. You're my lady. You fell right out of the skies, walked into my life. And ever since that day, my whole